Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name. Praise God to be before you on today. Praise God for, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Again, I say I will rejoice and be glad in it. God is an awesome God. He's a on the throne God, and he's a forgiving God, and he's a healing God, and he's a delivering God. God is an awesome God. Amen. Praise God. We wanted you to give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is. Praise God. We also want to acknowledge, praise God, those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you're coming forth and listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank you in Jesus' name for once again allowing us to come before you through, by, and for the powerful anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank God truly for being God all by himself. He's brought us through so much, and we thank God for being just who he is in Jesus' name. We want to give a shout-out to all those, once again, out there in Chicago, Illinois. God bless you. Amen. Those out there in Canada, praise God. Those out there in New York, amen. I see you out there. Praise God. Those are in Texas. Amen. We give God praise for those that are listening from South Korea. Amen. Amen. We thank God for those that are in Jamaica. Amen. We truly give praise, honor, and glory definitely for those that listen and take the time out to hear, praise God, the unadulterated word of God. Once again, I'm honored to be before you. I'm David, Elder David Ambrose Shaw, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. Well, once again, we come forth reading the Word of God from Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time out of the King James Version, praise God, of God's Holy Word. And currently, we are in the Gospels according to Luke, praise God. And we thank God for being able to come forth with that on today. Amen. And I want to give honor to my wife, who's definitely a positive influence in my life, truly my better half, my rib. Amen. She's awesome in the name of Jesus, and I thank God for her. Amen. Once again, we give God that praise. We give God that glory and honor, for we know without him we can do nothing. We continue to stay positive, focusing on his word. As Lady Diane also comes forth, praise God, as she will continue forth, the first of the year, she's going to come forth with the word, amen. And the reason being is that either she takes care of mother and her sister, who both are disabled and elderly and bedridden, praise God, and there's a lot of work that's involved with that. Both she and I also, but she primarily takes care of many of the obligations in which they have, amen. And we thank God for what it is that she does. Lady Diane, just so determined and diligent and anointed, she continues to move forward, diligently seeking the face of God as she performs and being a service in the name of Jesus in the army of the Lord. Praise God. She brings forth, amen, a word. She's coming with the continued acknowledgments. We're going to do the dedication of her Serenity Room, praise God. We got to keep that in mind coming on the first of the year. Amen. We also going to continue bringing the Word of God as we do reading out of the King James Version. Just a head up that after we read the King James Version, we go to the New King James Version. Amen. And we continue to read the Word of God. Amen, to get an understanding truly just how powerful and how anointing and how much of a oneness that God is. There's nothing greater than him. He has all power, and we have a responsibility to serve the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. And we know in the name of Jesus that hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. And we recognize that God is one. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, once again, we come humbling ourselves before you, acknowledging that you are God all by yourself. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come forth before you on today to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be in our right state of mind, to have a reasonable portion of health, oh God. Thank you for the provisions in which you provided for us over the years and over the time, Lord God, even as on today. Lord God, we thank you for a reasonable portion of health, oh God. We thank you that, Lord God, you forgive us of our sins, that you cleanse us of all of our righteousness, and that you continue, Lord God, to lead us, guide us, and direct us to be, do, and perform all the tasks that you call for us to do. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you because we know without you we can do nothing, but by you, for you, and with you we can do all things. We thank you, God, on today. And as we continue forward, we ask that you bless those that are called by your name, and that they, just as you said, humble themselves, seek your face and pray, and then you will hear from them and you'll answer. And we seek your face diligently in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you that praise, that honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We come with your powerful anointed reading on this evening, praise God. And as you come with the reading, we want to let you know that we love you with the love of God here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We're coming up on Christmas, the holiday season. But one thing we acknowledge in the name of Jesus, that it's in God that he made all these things possible, even through the pandemic times in which we've gone through right now. But God. But God. Amen. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Continue to grow closer to him and trust in him, because God has all power. In heaven, he's there. In earth, he's there. In hell, he's there. God is everywhere. He's an omniscient and omnipotent and omnipresent God. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and he's everywhere. So trust in the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. In Jesus' name, amen. We're coming with the book of Luke, chapter 10. Praise God. And as we come forth with the word, coming with chapter 10 out of the book of Luke, amen, we want to ask that you continue to listen in unto us as we continue bringing the powerful anointed word. Amen. Let us read Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other servants also and set them two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I see you forth as lambs among wolves. Tarry, neither purse nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall be rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick,
that art that in, I will say unto them, the kingdom of God is come, not unto you, but unto whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not. Go your way out into the street of the same and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth to us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come high unto you. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethesda! For if the mighty works have been done to Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they are a great while of gold repented, sitting in the sackcloth of ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and the Sidon and the judgment than for you. And they, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thirst down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I have given to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In this hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him into the disciples and said privately, Blessed are eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus,
And how? Who is my neighbor?
And Jesus answered, said,
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho to steal among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, come and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound him up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he looked out to peace, and gave them to the host, and said unto them, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which none of these three thinkest thou was neither neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on me. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into the certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art kept and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. And we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. Friend of mine, and his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you. Though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his impurity, he will rise and give him as many he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give a fish? Give a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And he was casting out devils, and he was dumb, and it came to pass, when the devil was come out, the dumb speck, and the people wondered, but some of them said, he cast out devils through Beelzebul, the chief of the devils. And others tempted him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, he shall his kingdom stand? Because ye that I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if ye by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with a finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stranger, then he shall come up to him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor within he trusted. He divideth us. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house when I come out. And when he cometh, he find it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they entered in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and sound unto him, blessed is the womb that bore thee and the peck which thou hast sucked. But he said, if rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered, sit together,
he began to say, this is an evil generation. They speak a sign. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to the generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the mind of the generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth that to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with the generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he hath lit a candle, putteth it under a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Enter when the sun high is single. Thy whole body also is full of light, but when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no dark part, the whole shall be full of light. And when the bright shining of the candle doth give thee light. And as he speak, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, how do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but the inward part is full of rebellion and wickedness? Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love to uttermost parts most seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the marketplace. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproach also. And he said, woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye lay men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build the scepters of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly, ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their scepters. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel on
to the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, Lord, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourself, and them that were entering in ye hindered. As he said these things unto them, the scribes provoked him to speak of many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might call accuse him of. Chapter 12. In the meantime, when thou wast gathered together in the innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware, ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whosoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear, in closet, shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, he shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak the words against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you into the synagogue and into the magistrate and parliament, that ye know that how or what things ye shall answer or what ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he doth the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me the judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the righteousness, covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. And he speak a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he brought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said unto him, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will be, I will store all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou as much goods laid up in many years. Take thine cease, eat, just and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So as he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither know sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye greater than the fowls? And which of you, taketh thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that things which is least, why think ye that for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. And yet I say to you that Solomon is in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more would he clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith, and seek not ye what ye shall eat, ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is for your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, and treasures of the heavens that faileth not, where not their thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your light burning, and yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will turn from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they will open unto him immediately. Blessed are these servants who the Lord whom he cometh shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And it shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them also. Blessed are those servants. And this now know, that if the good man of his house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for a man, son of man, cometh at an hour he thinketh not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward
whom his Lord shall make rule over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But, and if that servant says in his heart, my Lord, delay, and shall begin to be the men servants and maids, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in the day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew the Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to him whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I have come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and have am I straitened till it be accomplished. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh the shower. And so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye come discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence till thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the officer, to the judge, and to the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell you, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the full very last mint. Luke chapter 13. The season, some that told him of the Galileans, the Galileans whose blood Pilate had minutes ago with the sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that the Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Ah, those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that thou art sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none, but cut it down. Why cumbereth it with ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall bring and dig up about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, or if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which man ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day lose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years he loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he unto, what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? And it was like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into the garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree. And the fowls of the air arched in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in the 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And he went through the city and villages, teaching Jenny toward Jerusalem. They said one unto him, Lord, are there few that are be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at a strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut up the door. And ye began to stand without. And the knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But ye shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thirst out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out, and depart hence from hence, we'll kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell the fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her blood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Luke chapter 13, praise God. And we will pick up again on tomorrow to continue reading out of the book of Luke. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Once again, so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon. Although they've said, never trap, I want you to know it.